You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Hey parents, heads up. The story you're about to hear includes details that are very disturbing, definitely not safe for younger ears. A civil rights group is alleging tens of thousands of migrant children were mistreated by border agents during the Obama presidency. The American Civil Liberties Union says documents they've obtained allege minors who arrived mainly from Central America between 2009 and 2014 were subjected to verbal and physical abuse by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. Mitra Ebadalahi is an attorney for the ACLU. She's based in San Diego. Ms. Ebadalahi, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
How did these documents come to light, and what documents specifically were you able to obtain?
Well, in December of 2014, the ACLU of San Diego and the ACLU of Arizona filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking records relating to border agents' abuse or neglect of children who were in their custody. And over the next 2.5 to 3 years through litigation, we were able to obtain over 30,000 pages of internal government records from various subcomponents of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And these documents show widespread and breathtaking abuse of immigrant children in U.S. Customs and Border Protection's custody between 2009 and 2014 along the southern U.S. border.
Could you give us some examples of some of the incidents that you found as you were going through these documents?
Absolutely. And the report that we released last week goes through them by category. The documents reveal mistreatment that is neglectful at best and intentionally cruel at worst, including verbal abuse, such as calling immigrant children dogs or garbage. One migrant minor was told, who was pregnant, was told that her child would contaminate this country. That's a quote. Children were threatened with rape and death. Small, underweight children were shot with tasers and stun guns. Children were run over with patrol vehicles, suffering serious injuries. There are allegations of sexual abuse and misconduct. So, for example, a case in which a 16-year-old girl was subjected to a search in which border agents forcefully spread her legs and touched her genitals so hard she screamed in pain. The documents also show the routine detention of immigrant children for over the maximum allowed period of 72 hours in CBP custody. CBP detention facilities are not equipped for detention that is longer than 72 hours. Mm-hmm. The facilities are freezing cold. They were overcrowded. There's evidence that they were unsanitary. There's one record that indicates that a border agent who was aware that a toilet had overflowed neglected to take action on that for several hours. There are documents that indicate that the children were held without adequate food. They were given frozen food or spoiled food. They were not given potable water. They were not given bedding or necessary medical care.
Why are these are astonishing stories. Why are they just coming forward now? How is it that for years and years this went on with nobody blowing a whistle?
That actually is part of the problem, frankly. The Freedom of Information Act is one tool for government transparency and accountability, but there is no reason that our government did not provide public access to this information in a much more timely fashion. In fact, the government has fought tooth and nail to resist responding to our FOIA request, which has necessitated years of litigation in federal court in order to get these documents. We're still involved in that case. We most recently received documents in February of this year. So the part of the delay is because the agencies are not being forthcoming and are doing everything that they can to avoid providing the public with timely information about how they're using our tax dollars.
Mitra Ebadalahi is an attorney for the ACLU. We'll have a link to the report at texasstandard.org. She focuses on identifying, documenting, and litigating human and civil rights violations along the U.S.-Mexico border. Ms. Ebadalahi, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for your time.
We should note U.S. Customs and Border Patrols responded to this report saying, quote, the false allegations made by the ACLU against the previous administration are unfounded and baseless, close quote, adding that many of the instances outlined in that report were allegations and that they observed no evidence of abuse when conducting their own visits to CPB facilities.